All right, let's talk some cricket. And the BBL had its launch in Sydney yesterday. The Sydney Thunder. Now, the Thunder are having their fan day this Saturday at Prince Alfred Square in Parramatta. It's from 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. And now it's a free event, the perfect opportunity for cricket lovers to meet their favourite male and female Thunder players, get autographs, selfies, plenty of fun activities for the kids, some face painting as well. And joining us now, well, is their captain and batter. And the Thunder coming off third place in the home and away part of the season last season. They were then knocked out by the Adelaide Strikers, and they're going to host the Melbourne Stars in Canberra in the BBL Open next Tuesday. And Jason Sanger joins us. Jason, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Now, you had a brief stint with the Sea, the captaincy last season. When did Trevor Bayliss tell you, and what was your reaction knowing that you're going to have it full-time this season?
Well, look, if I'm being brutally honest, you know, I haven't had that phone call yet. I think I've just been nominated as captain. I think I'll probably wait in the coming days to see if I'm officially the skipper. But look, if I do get the job, it's going to be a massive thing. Myself, my family, and everyone around me as well. But if for whatever reason it isn't me either, like you know, Chris Green did last year, did a fantastic job, and got someone like Davey Warner as well. So. A lot of experience that side, so it should be good.
Jace, on that, I think that's probably why it does present a good opportunity for you. The fact you've got other guys that have led teams will make your life a lot easier. And I guess how important is it for you if you do get this responsibility and role to use those senior players to help you?
Oh, I think it's going to be massive. Like, Michael, as you spoke about, you've got Alex Hales, came off the World Cup winning campaign. You've got Chris Green, who did most of the job last year when Uzi wasn't there. Then you've even got guys like Daniel Sams, who's played for Australia, Riley Rousseau. Ben Cutting. There's a lot of experience in that squad. And I think one thing I really learned last year was when I did have the job for a couple of games, I really leant on a couple of those players. And they were extremely supportive. And, we all sort of, collectively, wouldn't make the right decision, but sometimes it'd just be me that's out there, flicking the coin, or flipping the bat, as it is now. So, I've had a brief opportunity doing it. Vice captain this year with the Blues as well, so been trying to get a bit more experience in that role. T20 cricket is so fast paced, and it's so quick, and I think it's really important that, you captain someone that's quite level-headed and can stay calm in sort of those pressure moments. But, I like to think, I don't want to say I've been around for a long time, but I like to think that, if the job does fall down that way, then I'll be ready to go.
Yeah. Mate, you mentioned New South Wales, been a tough season so far. And I'm sure losing Phil Jakes as your coach, would have been a surprise to some people. Matt, how important is this BBL for the Thunder and for New South Wales cricket, I guess for the Sixers as well, to try and turn things around?
Yeah, look, it's been quite a disappointing start for us, the Blues. A lot of things also haven't gone our way. We've had rain delays pretty much, I think, almost all of our games had some sort of rain delay, which made winning the game almost impossible. It was a matter of either trying to draw it or we'll potentially lose the game. So we've had bad light a lot of times as well, especially against Queensland. It's been a really disappointing start to this year. But I guess from a player's point of view, I think it's going to be a really nice break to swap colours, change the colour of the ball, and just go out and play for a different organisation for a little bit, just to have a break from the Red Bull stuff, have a break from what's been going on over the Blues. And then, when we do come back and we do regroup, I think guys will be naturally a bit more energised and a little more buzzed because, the BBL brings that fun element, brings that excitement. So I think it'll be good for us, a bit of a break. As just mentioned earlier, like the Thunder, we finished third in the regular rounds. Sixers I think they've won the last two out of the last 3 years. So from a New South Wales cricket point of view, we still have two teams that are playing in the BBL and we're still performing quite strongly. So the talent's there and the skills are all there. So it's just about, getting those results in the park.
What about your new New South Wales coach, Greg Shepherd. He's in charge with of your arch rivals, the Sydney Sixers. Any sledging before you left the Sheffield Shield squad?
Oh, Shippy. Yeah, no, look, he's a very good man. He's a very good man, he's a very good coach. And, you know, I only had one game with him down in Melbourne, and he didn't want to get too heavily involved because, you know, it's one game before the BBL break, and I think it was more of a sort of a player-led sort of game. But, you know, I guess his philosophies and the stuff that he was talking about during the week, you know, it makes sense why the Sixers have been so strong for such a long period of time, you know, under his coaching. So, yeah, look, I guess I try to pick my brain a little bit to sort of, you know, see what he's about. And but yeah, look, he's obviously a fantastic guy, a very good man manager, and it's even remarkable how long he's been around. I think I can remember, yeah, just the other day I was on, I think I might have been on like the ABC Facebook site, and I saw a video of like a young Ricky Ponty. They're doing an interview with young Ricky Ponty, and Greg Shipper was coaching them, and I was like, oh mate, this guy's been around for ages. So yeah, he's got a wealth of experience, so I think I'll be pretty keen to tap into that knowledge.
What about when you look around the squads, who are the teams to beat?
You know, it's actually really funny. At the launch yesterday, each sort of team was sort of talking about, you know, their squads and the couple of players they have. And, you know, really, like, every team is very strong this year. Even if we're talking about last place Melbourne Renegades, like, you know, they've got Aaron Finch for the whole summer. They've got Madison, Martin Guptill, Andre Russell, just to name a few. Like, that's a very, very strong and experienced batting lineup. So, I think, yeah, every team is looking really good this year. And, you know, I think the whole idea with the BBL draft as well, you know, coming in, that sort of attracted a few more players to play the Big Bash. And even for us, like, I think we've had the same core group of players for a long time now. So they've had that exposure and they've had that experience at this level. And you throw into the mix, you know, an Alex Hales, a Riley Rousseau, a Fazal Haq-Faruqi from Afghanistan, Usman Kadir. Like, you know, I think we've got a really nice sort of blend of some youth and a bit of flair. You know, Matt Jilks, Ollie Davies. And then you've also got some experience there as well, like Alex. And I can forget Davey Warner. So, yeah, look, I like to think our chances are quite strong.
Buddy, what did I hear that DRS is now going to be used in the BBL?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I think that's confirmed. So, okay.
You a fan of
it? Yeah, I'm a bit nervous how I'm going to use it.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think Tier 20 cricket, you know, it's so far away. Like, Michael, you know, if in Test cricket, you know, you're always that sort of first, second slip, and you can kind of get a read of, you know, LBW decisions or nicks that go past the outside edge. But when you're captaining at sort of, you know, cover on the ring, or if you have to go to, you know, down to long on or mid-off, yeah, I'm not sure how much you're going to be hearing from down there. So I've got to try and understand which bowlers just want the wickets and which ones are actually out.
Talking of bowlers then, Jace, and we were discussing this morning, and, you know, we don't know a lot about young Lance Morris from WA, and, you know, he's been brought into the test squad. Have you faced him before? What type of bowler is he? Do you know much about him?
Yeah, the wild thing, that's his name. Lance, yeah, look, terrific young cricketer. I think when you're consistently hitting, you know, 150, you know, the eyes are always going to be on you. And I think, you know, him getting to the test squad's very deserved. I think he's already taken about 20-odd wickets this year in the Sheffield Shield stuff as well. So, yeah, look, very fast, very, very, very fast bowler. I think what's really improved with him, facing him over the last couple of years, I think his ability to control the ball, but I guess bowling fast is one thing, but also to have some skills with bowling fast, where that can be, you know, nipping the ball or being able to swing it, or, you know, if his tail's up and his wrist's in the right position, you know, he can be able to get some reverse swing. And I think Lance, in the last sort of 12 months, has developed those skills. I think before he was just an out-and-out fast bowler, but now I think he's really started to develop some skills with the ball. And, you know, facing 150 is never uncomfortable. But if you can face 150 and he's swinging them as well, you know, I guess the sky's the limit for him. And an example of that is someone like Mitch Stark. Like, when Mitch Stark is getting it right up there in terms of 150 and and, you know, bring the ball back down the line. Like, there's nothing worse facing a face Starkey plenty of times at Blues practice as well. So, yeah.
Well, Jason, really appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy the season. Good luck. Hope it all goes well.
Yep. Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me.